From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, we're just one day away from the Man Up rally at Calvary Church. It gets underway tomorrow night at 6:30. Now, listen, gentlemen, this is on the main campus, Osuna West of Jefferson, and it is for men. It is, you know, you don't have to come in with your Calvary card or your church card. You know, whether you attend Calvary or you attend church, if you're a man, you're invited. There you go. It's as simple as that. But it's tomorrow night at 6:30, and actually, you know, we should just put 5:30 because the free food gets underway at 5:30. But guys, with what's going on in our culture, the identity crisis that we see and encounter, it's time for men to man up and be who God designed them to be. So gather with these other like-minded guys in godly communion. Get out to and get prepared to go into the community with confidence. If you want details about the Man Up rally, go to calvarynm.church. And tomorrow on ABQ Connect, actually, expecting a couple of the leaders from Man Up on the broadcast with us to talk up what's going to be happening. But, you know, you can count on, listen, a room full of guys worshiping God is an experience in itself. So make plans to be out there tomorrow for that. And, of course, you'll get some great encouragement, I'm sure, in a message. Later in this hour, U-Turn for Christ, the Gomez's are here to get us an update on that ministry and how it may impact someone you know or maybe yourself that you'd be able to take advantage of the ministry or how you can come alongside the work that they're doing. So if you're not familiar with U-Turn for Christ, reaching out to at-risk men and women, we would encourage you to stay with us for that. Our first guest in studio, Pastor Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. Ray, I'm going to have you grab that mic and pull it right up to you. There you go. Not your first time behind a mic, Ray. It's a weekly event, whether it's those going to Calvary Southwest on Fortuna across from West Mesa or listening to Keeping It Real on the weekends here. But thanks for taking the time to be here with us.
Steve, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure and it's always a thrill to be able to come just sit with you and talk to the audience out there.
Well, listen, Ray and I were talking off the air. The best conversations are the ones we don't have on the air.
Exactly.
They always are.
I love those conversations.
But Ray and I have been acquainted since 1996, you said.
1996. We met right here, Calvary Albuquerque Children's Ministry, and here we are.
Yeah.
Friends all these years later. What?
Friends and family. We were saying that off the air, too. I consider you and your crew family. Appreciate so much the ministry that you've done, and actually the ministry you and your wife, I want to say, did more with my wife back in the day in the children's ministry. I spent 1 year doing the second graders on Wednesday nights way back when. While we're on that subject, you know, let's do some recruiting for children's ministries everywhere.
Yes, it's important. We need volunteers to step up and serve in the children's ministry. Such a huge need, and we need godly men and women who are willing and able to serve God's children.
Now, and I don't know how long, you know, you did. I did 1 year, but I've always thought, and I've said it to several people, if every guy at the church committed 1 year to, you know, overseeing a class of, you know, kids, it'd be covered.
And that would be amazing. I served in the fourth grade for 6 years.
Nice.
And then I went to school ministry and shepherd school. And in our shepherd school class, they asked us to start a ministry that had not been taking place here. And so I started a Foundations in Faith class for the kids and their parents.
Nice.
So I started that. And then we also did some outreaches like to Joy Junction with the parents and the kids. And that was super amazing. And it was so exciting to see how God brought the children and the parents together in the same classroom. And then we outreached from here into the community and share the love of Jesus. And it did a lot, I believe, for the children and the parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Ray, whether, you know, short-term missions or just going down to Joy Junction for serving a meal or what have you, tell me this isn't it. Every time I've done something like that, that kind of an outreach, you know, you go to go bless someone, and then you come away with, man, they blessed me, the people I was reaching out to. Isn't that typically the case?
That's typically the case, and I think that's why it's so important to get out there and get together with people that need Jesus, and you love on them and hug them, and you go out with the mindset of ministering to them, but they minister to you,
yeah.
And you're blessed in so many ways, and I think we need to do that on a regular basis, reaching out to people and just showing the love of Jesus in our community, our city.
Well, now we talked a little bit about your early ministry, and then what you're over 20 years now at Calvary Southwest.
May 15th this year will be 22 years since we planted the church. Believe it or not, Steve, I don't know where time has gone, but here we are.
Some of those 6 years you spent in children's ministry, I'm going to guess that you have some of those grown children coming around saying, Pastor Ray.
Yeah, and
they've got kids now. So
that's pretty amazing.
We so much appreciate what's going on at Calvary Southwest. For those not familiar, again, like I said, Calvary Southwest on Fortuna, Coors and Fortuna, go west on Fortuna. It's just across the street from West Mesa High School. Weekends and what have you, what teaching is going on right now?
On Sunday morning, teaching through the Gospel of Matthew. So that's been exciting. Right now, we're in the greatest sermon ever preached or taught, Sermon on the Mount. Yeah. So just working our way through that slowly but surely on Sunday morning. So that's been really exciting to just drill down in the Sermon on the Mount and just bring out those principles and those truths. And we're seeing God just really use it in our body and beyond now with, you know, online presence, radio ministry, and all the rest. So, and then on Wednesdays, I went back to the beginning not too long ago and started in the book of Genesis. So we're in Genesis on Wednesday nights, back to the beginning, and just revisiting, I mean, you know, the things that are so important, like marriage and all the rest.
Well, yeah, I mean, even, yeah, I mean, all the books, obviously, God, you know, had a reason for each of them to be there. So pivotal, Genesis, you know, and the attacks that you find against the book of Genesis, which makes sense, because if you can, you know, default or, you know, get rid of Genesis, well, the rest of it, you know, it just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Part of the reason I appreciate, we have Ray Mondragon in here regularly with us from the Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico, talking about that. And, of course, on our short features you hear on the air with Ken Ham and other ministries that touch. But there's so much more, like you mentioned.
There is, yeah.
And that study is when?
Wednesday nights at 6:30.
Okay. Ray, we're just around the corner from, you know, in ministry, we Christmas and Easter, it's kind of like you can't have two Super Bowls. So I say like the Pro Bowl game and Super Bowl, or Super Bowl and the World Series, what have you. Maybe the World Series for Easter, because we get Good Friday and Easter. But plans at Calvary Southwest?
Plans, we're going to have Easter service in the park. We have a park right next to the church. So we're going to have a big Easter service. The thrill of victory is the theme. And 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58 says, thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. And so I am going to talk about how the resurrection gives us victory through Jesus Christ, victory over sin, victory over addiction, victory over depression. I mean, we have the victory through Jesus Christ, and I really want to capitalize on that on Easter morning at 10 o'clock in the park right next to the church, our children's ministry. They're going to have a gigantic Easter egg hunt after the service. We're going to have beverages and, you know, other things for the community. So it's an outreach to the community, to the city. So all are invited. Bring family, friends, coworkers, neighbors. Grab people off the street. Bring anyone. Bring someone. Because they're going to hear a life-changing message that will change their life and transform them from the inside out. And so I want to let them know that no matter what they're struggling with, they can find victory. They can overcome through Jesus Christ. So that's the theme, the thrill of victory.
I want to think, you know, you ever in the midst of a conversation, someone just says something, then you get an earworm of a song in your head.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Ray, because I've got Victory in Jesus, the old hymn in my head, right?
Victory, oh, victory is mine, right? Steve?
Yeah.
Through Jesus.
Listen, if you just tuned in, we're right in the midst of a conversation with Ray Montoya. Ray's the senior pastor at Calvary Southwest. And we already mentioned, Ray, you mentioned the online presence, CalvarySouthwest.com. Go to that website, and there under the Connect heading, you'll see events and some of what we're talking about. And if it's not, some of what we're talking about may not be there yet, but it will be. It's a great place to go to get the information you need. Invite someone out for that message Easter morning at the park right next to Calvary Southwest on Ventura, off of Coors, across from West Mesa High School. And the message, the thrill of victory, Ray, is going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 for a great message, Ray. Well, you've got to have, after 22 years, you have to have some great memories of Easter mornings.
Yes. Easter is always adventurous, always exciting, because we have seen every single year new birth, people coming to faith in Christ, receiving Jesus, and experiencing that radical life change, that transformation. And we still have people with us today that have come to one of our Easter services in the past and received Jesus, and they're serving, and they're just on fire for the Lord. So we have watched a lot of people come in, give their lives to Jesus Christ at Easter.
Well, and Ray, like you said, invite everyone, bring someone. It's one of those times where we all know, many of us grew up in you know, not necessarily, you know, high churched families, but you know, a lot of families, the only time they attend is Easter and on Christmas, and some don't attend at all. However, there's so many that will attend a gathering in a park that may not darken the doorway of a church. So I want to plant that seed with those that already heard you ask to bring people with. The other thing is, Ray, and you've been doing evangelism as a pastor, for a long, well, even prior to being a pastor. But I want to say, I've heard Greg Laurie talk about this as well. But sometimes the people that are closest to making a decision for Christ, or most open to hearing the good news, are those people in your, you know, when you think of the, who am I going to invite? And someone comes across your mind and go, no, no way, not that guy, not that gal. It's just an invite away. I mean, how many times have you seen that where you ask someone and it's just that, it's much easier than anticipated?
Exactly. And people are waiting for an invite, and the personal invites are still the best of the best. Thank God for social media and all the rest, but personal invites are the best, and people are waiting, and most people will take that invitation, and they will come with a family or friend, yeah, with a coworker. And so people are waiting to be invited. And so I think this is our opportunity in these dark days that we're living in, these last days, these perilous days. People need to hear a life-changing message of hope. And they need to know that Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead for them. And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that can come and live inside of them and give them that victory over the battles and the struggles. Not saying that people aren't going to have struggles and battles, because as you and I know, that's constant. But There's victory through Jesus Christ, and there's so much hopelessness. And as a pastor, I deal with it all the time. I come across people who are down and out, hopeless, depressed, and then you turn them on to Jesus, and man, Jesus changes them. And that's really our hope. And I love evangelism. That's always been my heart. I love evangelizing, sharing the gospel, and just giving people the hope that doesn't disappoint.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back with Pastor Ray Montoya from Calvary Southwest, we're going to talk about more of those opportunities that are to be had as they continue to do the work for the gospel of Jesus Christ at Calvary Southwest. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more with Pastor Ray right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Always so glad to have you along with us weekday afternoons at 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. And just another reminder with, we were talking about Good Friday going on at Calvary Southwest in Easter at the park, and Pastor Ray's message being the thrill of victory in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But as we approach the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and of course, our Good Friday acknowledgement. Remember, on Good Friday at Calvary Church, Albuquerque, Osuna West of Jefferson, Vitalant is having a blood drive out here. They do it every year. They're going to be out here at 8 a.m. They'll be here till 3 p.m. that day. And if you go to our website at klyt.fm, right on the homepage, you'll see a banner that says Vitalant. Just click on that, and it'll bring up the schedule of what's available as far as appointments for giving blood that day. So let's get all the appointments filled in advance. They'll do walk up donations, but it goes so much more. It's more smooth when we get those appointments set up in advance. So go to klyt.fm to find out more. And we're in the midst of a conversation with Ray Montoya, the senior pastor at Calvary Southwest. And as I said in our first segment, the best conversations happen off the air. And we're going to bring part of that here in a minute. I want to tease it before we actually get to talking about the Bible clubs happening at public schools, where Ray is able to be on campus and bring the good news to students. So, and we're going to let you know what's going on there and how you and your church can be a part of, or your group be a part of that. But before we get to that, Ray, I wanted to talk about Sonia and what she's doing. Thrive Women's Ministry is thriving.
It is. It's thriving, and they're getting ready to kick off their spring semester now, March 14th, a week from today, 6:30. The theme is growing in the Holy One. They're going to be looking at the fruit of the Spirit, the first half, and then the second half, they're going to look at growing in the gifts of the Spirit. So it's going to be a good time for ladies from all over the city to come in and grow in the fruit of the Spirit and grow in the gifts of the Spirit. So all the ladies from Thrive are working hard. They've been preparing and praying for all the ladies that are going to come from all over the city. So ladies, plug in to Thrive Women's Ministry, growing in the Holy One. This spring study, you won't regret it. You'll enjoy it, and you'll grow deeper and wider in your faith.
Yeah, let me encourage you, ladies, when it comes to Thrive and considering that at Calvary Southwest, go to calvarysouthwest.com, and over on the top of the page, over on the right, under Connect, you'll see another menu. Click on Thrive, and you'll get information there about what to expect and the ministry. And now, do the ladies just show up, or do they need to register for this, Ray?
Yeah, pre-register, calvarysouthwest.com. That's the best way to do it. This way, they know where to place the ladies in the small groups and stuff like that.
Very good. And then I encourage you, too, if you're like, I don't know, click on the Instagram that's on that page. I just did that while Ray was telling you a little bit about it, and it's going to be encouraging to you, ladies, to scroll down through there and see the fellowship that's happening there with the ladies, and they'll hope to see you there as part of the Thrive Women's Ministry at Calvary Southwest. And again, that's March 14th, and it's at is it 6:30 each Thursday?
6:30 each Thursday.
Okay,
and they also have small groups for middle schoolers and high schoolers. And that small group has been thriving as well and growing. So the ladies can bring their middle schoolers and their high schoolers to thrive.
Okay, so middle school and high school, boys and girls?
Just girls only.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So bring ladies, bring your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, maybe your neighbor and her daughter would like to attend something like this. You know, maybe on a Thursday night. It's just what, like we were talking about earlier, kind of a little different than, oh, it's not church, it's not Sunday. Well, yeah, it's church, but because the body of Christ will be there.
Exactly.
Invite the women in your sphere of influence and young ladies to come and be a part of what's happening at Thrive. Now, okay, Ray, I teased it a little bit, but I'm really excited about what Calvary Southwest is doing with these Bible clubs or Bible club. You'll have to get me all the details. But this is a weekly event where people that associated with Calvary Southwest are able to go into public school and help with the Bible clubs that are happening.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a weekly Bible club that meets during the lunch hour on Wednesdays at West Mesa High School. And there's several of us that go in. We have a small team. We go in. We take in pizza every week. And so we feed the kids pizza, we have snacks and drinks, and then we do a Bible study. And it's been amazing. The Bible Club, of course, student-led, but currently I'm teaching through 1 John, and it's been amazing. We had a young man, had him share his testimony at our men's Super Bowl breakfast in February. This young man has been coming to our Bible Club for 2 years now. And when he first came, he came in as an atheist. I didn't know that. But he came in just for the pizza. We do 10 to 12 pizzas every single week. We have 50-plus students. It's amazing to see what God is doing. So he came in for the pizza.
Was he antagonistic? Or
he was not antagonistic at all.
He came for the pizza. If the Christians want to give me pizza, I'll
eat
pizza.
The pizza, and he ended up giving his life to Jesus Christ. And it's amazing. He's on fire. He's studying the resurrection like no other. Kind of reminds me of a Lee Strobel type of guy. And he is just a flame right now. And it was because of the Bible Club. He heard there was free pizza. And so he came in for the pizza, ended up giving his life to Christ. His kid is growing in his faith. And so that's just one story of so many other stories of what is taking place at this Bible Club on a weekly basis. And so 90% of the kids are unchurched that come into the Bible Club. And we have them do prayer requests every single week so we can find out what's going on with them. And then we pray for them. And so a lot of struggles, a lot of battles, but these kids are opening up. And we're loving them with the love of Jesus. We're speaking the truth in love by giving them what they need more than anything else. And that's God's word. Kids are being set free. They're praying. They're evangelizing on campus. And it's just amazing to see the revival that's taking place in that particular campus, on that campus.
That is really encouraging. Now, I want to address the listener that's hearing this and saying, public school, man, do it as much as you can, as fast as you can, because they're going to boot you out of there. But that's really, it's not the case, Ray. If someone is listening and thinking, man, that would be kind of a cool thing for my group or my church to do at a local school, is this something that could happen at elementary, mid-high school?
I believe it could happen from elementary all the way up to high school. I really do.
So how does someone make that happen?
I would say if you're interested in starting a Bible club at a local school, whether it be elementary or high school, I would say reach out to the principal, reach out to the assistant principal, and let them know that you want to serve their church, their school, their students, and even their staff. And ask them, what can I do to come alongside of you, to serve you, and to help your students and your staff. And we've done that over the years. We've come alongside of West Mesa, and we provide backpacks, school supplies. We feed the staff from time to time. We do cleanups. As a matter of fact, we're going to be planning one of those here in the next month or so. We're going to do a cleanup. So we do those kinds of things. We're proactive. We put ourselves out there, and we show the staff and the students that we're there to care for them. And we want to show them that that's what we're there to do. But ultimately, the bottom line is we want to give them the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know that's what's going to radically change them.
Now, practically speaking, the Bible clubs that are happening at West Mesa, for example, was it a student-led Bible club that had to be going before you could go and be a part of delivering messages?
Yes, it is student-led, and so I think that's why it's important. Like, if someone's looking to start a Bible club at a particular school, they need to find a student mm-hmm. that wants to be the president of that club. And that's all you need is a student, and you start with one student. But it is important for, I believe, churches to really plug in to their schools, even if they can't start a Bible club, to plug into their local schools.
To serve,
bring the light of Jesus and the love of Jesus into that school, because they need it.
Yeah. That's so encouraging to know. And part of what we didn't talk about, Ray, that you and I are both aware of, are some of the clubs that are available at school that are the antithesis of what's happening with the Bible clubs. What are you aware of that's happening in the public schools that you could share?
There are satanic clubs. I'm not saying there's one at West Mesa, but they have those kind of clubs. Of course, LGBTQ clubs, they have those clubs going on at, you know, local schools throughout our community. And so, there's arts type clubs. You know, so there's a lot of different clubs that are going on within our schools.
Yeah.
And so we need to be proactive in bringing Jesus Christ into our schools to bring the hope to these students, to let them know that Jesus loves them. And, you know, Steve, these kids, they're hungry for the truth. Their hearts are wide open right now. And we are seeing God just really reach a younger generation, because these kids, they want the truth. And I believe, they're tired of the deception and all these other things that have deceived them.
Okay, so Ray, do you need to have a group that would go in and talk to the school? Or if you're an individual, can you do this on your own? Go in, meet with a faculty, a principal, a vice principal, a dean, what have you, and, you know, obviously be transparent about what your intent is to come in and serve. Is that something an individual could do, or do you really need a group of people to do it?
I would say it starts with an individual, somebody who has a heart and a passion for that school, for those students. That's really, they have to have a heart for those students, and I would say start there.
Okay.
Go in and introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Pastor Ray from Calvary Chapel Southwest. How can we serve you? What can we do to come alongside of you and help make you guys better? Because we really want to make you shine. What can we do? What does your staff need? What do your students need? Of course, there's a lot of needs, but where can we start? Start small and then start taking those small steps towards bigger things.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're just putting the end to a conversation with Pastor Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. Calvary Southwest is on Fortuna, just off Coors, right across from West Mesa High School. And Ray, the service times again, midweek and weekend?
Sunday morning, 9 and 11, and Wednesday, 6:30. I just want to throw this in here quickly in regards to the Bible Club. It's important that they find a host teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, it's important that they find a host teacher who will be willing to host it in their classroom or somewhere within the school.
Well, and of course, maybe a way to do that is connect with a young person in the youth group at a church. And usually, I know when I was in school, I knew who the Christian teachers were. Even before I was a Christian, I knew who the Christian teachers were. So, and it may, you know, it may be just a teacher that's willing to, whether they're a Christian or not, allow the Christians to come in.
Exactly. And they host in their classroom.
Yeah. Very good. And some of the stuff we covered, I'm going to run through real quick. Easter morning, at the park next to Calvary Southwest, Ray will be out there. Is that 7 o'clock on Easter morning? 7
10 a.m.
Oh, 10. Okay.
10 a.m.
All right. You can sleep in a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Come out. We have plenty of coffee and, you know, other things.
Nice. 10 a.m. For that Easter service. And of course, don't miss Pastor Ray on Keeping It Real. Those are just messages that Ray's given at Calvary Southwest, and we're going through those currently Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 o'clock right here on 88.3 FM. The Thrive Women's Ministry gets underway March 14th. That's Thursday nights at 6:30. And go online to calvarysouthwest.com to pre-register for that, ladies. I left off on Easter. Ray's theme will be the thrill of victory. He'll be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And Ray, actually, if someone wanted to talk to you more about the Bible clubs or someone at Calvary Southwest, could they connect through the website?
Yeah, they can connect through the website. They can call the church, 505-833-5441, or they can DM us on our Instagram, Calvary Southwest Instagram.
There you go.
DM us.
Well, Ray, always great to catch up with you. And so much appreciate the time you take to keep us updated. So many of our listeners familiar with you from the broadcast on the weekends. But it's good to get you in studio and hear more about what's happening at Calvary Southwest.
Thank you, Steve. I love you. Appreciate
likewise,
you.
Likewise, brother. Hey, stick around. The Gomez's are coming in. We'll catch up with Mike and Evangeline from U-Turn for Christ, reaching out to at-risk men and women right here in our community. That's coming up next on ABQ Connect.